my pump of six, Bravo 6 Oscar, over. Lima Papa 6, this is Bravo 6 Oscar, over. Lima Papa 6, Bravo 6 Oscar, negative contact, out.
Cowboy check, over. This is 33 here, Lima Charlie, help me, over. 36 here, you're Sam, take a bunch out.
That's, I imagine so, I don't know. Six instead of 6 and 15, he's changing it right now.
Bravo 11, Bravo 6 Oscar, over.
This is
11
Oscar,
go. Viviani. Bravo 6 Oscar, you have traffic, over.
This is 11 Oscar, we are now in position, over.
This is Bravo 6 Oscar, roger, wait, one. Bravo 11, Bravo 6 Oscar, over.
This is 11 Oscar, go.
This is Bravo 6 Oscar, get a sit rep every hour on the hour, over.
This is 11 Oscar, roger.
This is 733, over.
This is CR-11, squad now departing Northgate, over.
This is 33, roger.
Lima Papa 13, this is Bravo 6 Oscar, go.
This is Lima Papa 13, we are now living perimeter and getting ready to get in position, over.
This is Bravo 6 Oscar, roger, give us a sit rep every hour, quarter after the hour, over.
Lima Papa 13, roger.
33, Alpha 6 Oscar, over.
This is Sam 33, over.
This is Oscar, equipment check, how do you hear the station, over?
That's 23 here, Lima Charlie, help me, over.
This is Alpha 6 Oscar, I hear you the same, thank you, out.
Ranger Bravo. Wait. That's right. Ranger Switch? Give me Ranger 3. No, this is Bravo.
This is Bravo 6 Oscar, over.
This is Lima Papa 5. We just heard some firing out in front of our position, maybe 600 or 700 meters. The rounds didn't come this way, though, over.
Bravo 6 Oscar, it's probably down in Neely, over.
This is Lima Papa 5, roger up.
I just got back from Bearcat from a court-martial, and I was sitting up on radio watch, so the 40-millimeter tank out here was firing. I thought I'd let it little get on this tape, see, so you can kind of hear what it sounds like. The small arms firing you're hearing is troops out here firing. Every once in a while, they hadn't fired their weapons in a long time. Some of them hang around here, so they just go out there and cut loose out into the mangroves. I didn't buy a tape recorder while I was at Bearcat. They didn't have one that was battery operated that I thought would work. I didn't carry no tape with me, so I was afraid to buy one. Afraid it wouldn't work, maybe. Oh boy, a court martial was inopportune. He was one time he was in my squad. He's always messing off all the time. He never did do his job. So when we got over here, we'd been here I guess about a month. And he refused to go out anymore. So we were getting ready to go out that morning. He said he wasn't going out anymore. So the lieutenant gave him a direct order, and he refused it. So they put him in the stockade, pre-trial confinement. And then about 3 days ago, they brought him out and court-martialed him. They called me out of the field. I was out in the field. Had been out there 2 days. They called one night and said I had to catch a helicopter back the next morning. Had to be at Bearcat at 1 o'clock. So I got up there, and this prosecutor, he talked to me and told me, read off a statement that we'd signed, and said he told me the questions he was going to ask. And then the defense lawyer, he talked to me. He told me what all he'd probably ask me, and asked me what kind of boy this guy was. And I told him he worked real good in the field, but he always went on sick call all the time for his chest. Of course, the doctors never could find anything wrong with him. Even back at Fort Riley, they took x-rays and everything, never could find anything wrong with him. And he finally just said he wasn't going out anymore until they did something for his chest. So we went in there. Just one witness would go in at a time. Had a full bird colonel and six other officers on the board. And after it was over with, they gave him a 6 months and a bad conduct discharge. And then they suspended both of them, put him in a track outfit. Another old boy from Charlie Company got 3 months and a bad conduct discharge, but they didn't suspend it, so he'll go back to state, spend 3 months in stockade, and then get out. He crawled away from an LP one night. They had an LP out, started receiving fire. He crawled back to the camp, left the rest of the guys out there, and said he wasn't going out no more, so they put him in the stockade. Another boy got 13 years for refusing to go out, because he didn't have an excuse. The other two was had this one boy that crawled back from the LP. He was on a profile, had a profile for his back. The boy that didn't have anything, he got 13 years for refusing to go out. Took a whole lot of pictures on the way up. They were black and white, though. I had them developed here. And I took some on the way back to the slides. I sent them all back. They'll develop them in the States and then send them to you. No use sending any more film for Instamatic, because I'm going to sell it and all the film I got. This thing, this new camera I got, it'll take a whole lot better pictures. You don't have to have as much light. You can set the lighting. Even at night, you can take flashes, light flashes or anything like that, flashes from a gun, something like that. I'm going to get out one of these nights and take some flashes from a mortar. We got put on alert last night. There was a rumor that intelligence said that a battalion of VC moving around, that they'd told all the civilians around here they were going to be eating breakfast in Rakhine this morning, but they didn't anything happen, so I guess they decided not to. Really got a kick out of listening to all the people and family talking on the tape. And then I listened to Betsy's tape. Just before I came in from the field, we found 36 VC Claymores and three Chinese rifles and a whole lot of packs, VC medical packs, and a 16mm movie film. I didn't get to see what was on it, but I'm going to go up to intelligence and see. They were going to show it. I wasn't here to see it. I'm going to go up there and see what it was on the film. Remember around that there may be a little break in operations around here, give us all a rest. Sure hope so. CO was telling me last night that he heard that we were going to have a break, maybe just go out a little old platoon operations around here. Not even more 3 and 4 day operations. The last man in my old fire team got shot about 3 days ago. Got shot in the mouth. Bullet lodged in the roof of his mouth. He carried Lieutenant Albrecht to the helicopter the other day when he got shot. He got bullets in his ammo pouches and magazines and in a loose part of his clothes, but didn't one of them hit him. The next day we went out, he got shot in the mouth. I guess I'll sign off for right now and mess around here this evening. Jim Bowie's on TV. It's Saturday today. Jim Bowie comes on, Daniel Boone, and then the Hillbillies.
Say hello. Say hello, Papa Son, Mama Son. Why? Huh? You say, Papa-san, hello, Papa-san, hello, Mama-san. Come on. Why? Hey, Wa. You, come on, say Papa-san and Mama-san. Say hello, Papa-san.
No, wait, no, wait. Huh?
Come on, say it.
No, wait, man. You
say, hello, Papa-san, how are you doing? Come on. Why?
You, man. You.
Come on. Say hello, Papa-san.
You, man. No.
You're number 10. Say hello, Papa-san.
No, you.
Why?
You.
Say I'm VC. Say you're VC. You're number 10. Come on, say hello, Papa-san. Just one time. Okay, I ain't gonna buy no more Cokes from you.
Huh?
I ain't gonna buy any more Pepsis or Cokes.
Okay.
Huh? Say hello, Papa-san. Just one time. I'm gonna start buying Cokes from my other baby son. I'm not going to have you do any of my laundry anymore. Say hello, Papa-san. Let's take Wah up to the...
506, Bravo 6, 2-2 Oscar, over.
Bravo 6, Oscar, over.
2-2 Oscar, combo check, over.
Bravo 6, Oscar, Lima Charlie, have me, over.
This is 2-2 Oscar, I hear you, Sam. Out.
Bravo 6, Oscar, over.
Bravo 6, 2-2 Oscar, over.
Bravo 6, Oscar, over.
This is 2-2 Oscar, our bush element is now leaving the perimeter, over.
Bravo 6, Oscar, thank you, out.
I'm on radio watch again. I guess y'all just got that last call. If anything happens, I'll let it go through this on the tape. But I don't guess anything will happen tonight. Got a couple of LPs out and an ambush going out. So I'll keep you posted if anything happens. Like that's going to be about just about all the tape. So I guess I'll sign off for now. It'll look like we'll be going out tomorrow. Guess I'll get to go to chaplain services tomorrow Sunday.